This is called Tapaswiji Ashram. It's called Vishnu Ashram. There was one Tapaswiji who lived here, and he was born in 1770, and he lived up to 185 years and left this place in 1955. He left his body willfully in 1955. So the last episode of his life was written as a biography by Justice Anantamurthy, who was a Chief Justice in his time. So there are a lot of evidences that are there. So after we finish meditation, we'll also go up. That is where he used to meditate in his room. There's also a Shivalinga at the bottom, and this Shivalinga is slowly growing. So when I saw it several years ago, it was small, and now it has grown a little. And previously, every year they used to have a silver ring around the Shivaling, which they had to replace every year because it used to become small. It used to keep coming up. So these are the two places here. This place, as you know, is very serene, very quiet. You have peacocks. It's just like an ashram. There was another person, very important person, who was named Amara, and a few people might know of him. One of his disciples was Swami Krishnananda, who has his meditation center in a place called Gubbi, which is nearby, on the other side of, on the right side of the Alanka side. And Amara is the guru of Krishnananda. Amara himself was an extremely realized person who used to travel astrally to different planes of awareness. And there are several disciples of Amara whom I personally came to know. One was my own maternal uncle, and he had not revealed it. Only later on I came to know, fortunately while he was alive. And one was Dr. Timmarayappa, who used to have his clinic. He was a pediatrician, used to have his clinic. And these were people who, the way they left their body was, till the last minute they had no problem in their life. There are no physical problems. And they just, one day, they just left the body. So that is the whole objective of life, is to serve till the very last moment and then leave when the time has come. So I have personally come to know several people who left that way. So today what we are going to do, specifically the meditation that we are going to do, is earn your blessings. This is what we are going to learn. What does it mean by literally earning our blessings? See, our whole life is blessed. If you ask your parents what happened when you were born, they will tell you that either one or both of the working parents got a promotion, or got a raise in salary, started a new job, something like that would have happened to them. Now these are the blessings that you brought with you, which is flowing through them to you. And it goes on till you are alive. And when you marry and when you have children, you see that the same thing would have happened. You would have gotten a new job, you would have gotten a promotion, or you would have received some wealth, or somehow abundance would have flowed in. It literally happens to all of us in different ways. Many of us don't recognize this. These blessings are available with us all the time. What we do is we focus more on sorrow, grief, fear. We focus more on the desires, and the desires are always surrounded by fears, sorrows and grief and anger. That is because many a times the desire does not manifest the way we want, and so we end up getting angry or agitated or irritated or become sad, and that stops the blessings from flowing into us. It is still there, it has not gone anywhere, it is still there, it has already been given. God does not say, if you don't pray to me, I will not give you the gifts. He is not a physical parent who will take it out on you. He is an eternal parent. He gives you no matter what. But what you need to focus on is how to receive. That is what you need to focus on. And that is what we will do today. So we will start first of all with a few meditations which primarily center our awareness, and once the awareness is centered, then we will practice the receiving. So sit in with a straight body, sit cross-legged. You can put one leg above the other only if it is comfortable for you. Your back, your neck and your head should be in one line. Think, imagine, visualize or feel that you are sitting in a golden circle of light. The size of this circle is as wide as your outstretched arms with fingers extended. In your inner scene, see yourself pulling up this circle to form a cylinder to prevent yourself from getting affected by your fears, your anxieties. In this gathering, we will imagine a tall pole in the center of this gathering, and imagine many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top, which represents our higher consciousness. The higher consciousness has no name, has no form. You can imagine any name and form that you like to worship. Or you can just visualize the formless one. In your inner scene, see yourself getting up from this. From your seat, walk up to this pole and hold on to a ribbon of any color that appeals to you. And walk back to your seat connected by this ribbon as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its relaxing energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any anxiety, any restlessness, any overcrowding thoughts that are occupying the mind, and anything else that you wish to release. So you can center your awareness. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy. As you breathe out, let go of any pain, any distress, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Also breathe out any anger, any disappointments, any sorrows, any unhappiness, any frustrations, agitations that you may be carrying in any part of you. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative emotions, negative experiences, negative memories, and whatever you choose to release. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its strengthening energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any weakness, any fatigue, or even a sense of tiredness that you may be carrying in any part of you, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Thank you. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe in this divine love. As you breathe out, let go of any guilt, any sense of low self-worth, low self-esteem, or any other emotions that you wish to release, which may prevent you from receiving this precious gift. To make this practice more powerful, imagine a flower in the center of your chest. Observe whether this flower has blossomed, whether it is a bud, or whether it has wilted. Either ways, order this flower to come into full bloom. Ask your higher consciousness to send its love to you. Breathe in this divine love. As you breathe out, send this love back to the higher consciousness. Observe what happens when you send the love back to the higher consciousness. Remember the maypole and the ribbon while sending the love back to the higher consciousness. come back to conscious awareness and slowly open your eyes when you're ready. How did it feel when you were sending love to the higher consciousness? How did it feel? Did anyone experience something different? Anyone? What happened when you sent love to the higher consciousness? What happened to you?
Felt light.
You felt light.
Mind relaxed.
Mind relaxed.
Felt happy.
Right? See, most of the time we are in this wanting of love. We always want love. We always want everything, but we are not willing to share. Alright, we are willing to share provided we get something. We don't share anything unconditionally. So sending love to the higher consciousness has to be unconditional. You just send, receive this love and send it all. Don't hold a bit, even a bit back. Send it all. When you send this love, you just see yourself expanding. You see that love expanding. Right? How many of you felt lesser body awareness through this practice?
We have online people.
You have online people. Anyone here? How did you feel?
I felt I was returning thousands of flowers back and I was sending back to higher consciousness.
Right. So the point is we have to constantly, consciously, we have to send this love back to the higher consciousness. Now where is this higher consciousness? When we visualize the higher consciousness is somewhere up there, the tall pole with many different colored ribbons, this is what we think. But where is this higher consciousness? This higher consciousness is all over here, in each one of us. Alright, so when you send this love, you just have to send this love to every person whom you interact with. And when you do that, this is how you start receiving the blessings. Alright, that's how blessings are received. Why are people nice to some people? It's only because that person is unconsciously or consciously just directing this, that love out of him or her. That's the reason people are just being nice. There is no funda in this. You know, it's not difficult. There is no cryptic puzzle out here. It's very simple. The simple thing is that you just have to share this love. Now when you don't share this love, what happens? We are a well which is dry. We become dry when we don't share this love. And when we don't share this love, what does it mean by becoming dry? Which means that we see lesser opportunities, we see lesser options, we see more difficulties and we see more obstacles. These obstacles are, we are manifesting it. It's not there. We are the ones who create these obstacles. The moment you rise in love, all these obstacles simply open out. Recently I heard somebody who went to visit a temple and it was crowded. Out of nowhere there was this person who came and took them right through the crowd straight into the sanctum sanctorum. They had a beautiful darshan and they came out. Blessings. Right? This is how things happen. And that person was simply accepting everything as it is, observing everything as it is, not having, oh my God, such a large crowd, how am I going to manage, what time are we going to return, what about lunch, what about traffic, no thoughts, just in complete acceptance. This is how things happen. It happens to each one of us, each one of us. It's not only about a temple, it could be about your house, it could be about your work, it could be about the traffic, it could be about anything. Any particular situation or all situations. Whatever the situation, it is readily available to us for us to change the way it is reflecting back to us. Okay, I'm repeating. Change the way it is reflecting back to us. Every situation that we are experiencing is nothing but a reflection of how we are choosing to live. So if you look at life, there is nobody to complain. We are manifesting this consciously, unconsciously, knowingly, unknowingly. Everything is a blessing. Every moment is a blessing. You will not know today. You will know when the time arrives that had this experience not happened, I would not have had the wisdom to deal with it so many years later. But when the experience happens, we don't want it. We want the wisdom, but we don't want the experience. Experience doesn't come that way, or wisdom doesn't come that way. Everything comes to you for a specific reason. You can look back at your life 10 years back, 15 years back, and just look at all the experiences that you have gone through and look at yourself today. Haven't you become bolder, stronger? Haven't you had the courage to face which you did not have 15 years ago? The 15 years did not bring anything. It is the experience that brought all that you have today. And those are the blessings. But we don't recognize these blessings. If you look back, my son asked somebody, how was your schooling? And that person said, horrible. But he's an extremely wise man today. And the wisdom has come because of the hard school, because of the hardships that he felt. But he himself says that there are no free lunches. And that statement comes from all the hardships that he faced. But he fails to recognize those hardships as blessings.
We have a practice, we have done this practice before, and there are also certain other practices that I will teach which will come through the guidance. The first practice that we have to receive the blessings, two parts. One part is to stop all the habitual thoughts that come. The habitual thoughts are the ones which prevent us from being happy. If we want to be happy, then there are certain things. What if this happens? What if that happens? You know, have I turned the gas off at home? Or is the car locked with so many monkeys around? So you think, is my glass up? What if the car mirror breaks? You know, you can have so many different kinds of thoughts. First thing is to remove these thoughts, to insulate yourself from these thoughts. And one of the things that we are going to do to insulate ourselves from these thoughts is blessing. You know, life flows through us. Consciousness flows through us. At no point in time are you insulated from consciousness. We are like the bubble in the water. There is no separation. If we are separated, we are like blood which will just dry up, or water which will just dry up if the drop is removed. So at no point in time are we separated from consciousness. So when you bless, consciousness flows through us. So what you're going to do now is to sit straight, keep your eyeballs down and eyelids closed. Any thoughts that come, just raise your hand and bless. So don't worry, everybody is closing their eyes. So even if you have to raise your hand to bless 100 times, please do that. So every visualization that comes, you can hear the monkeys. If the monkey is seen in your mind, bless the thought and see what happens. So every sound, whether it's the peacock, whether it's the monkey, whether it's the birds, whether it's the leaves, anything that comes, just raise your hand in blessing and watch what happens. Even if your own thoughts are occupying the mind, raise your hand in blessing. Come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes. So, how many of you were tolerating before you started blessing? How many of you are tolerating the thoughts? Anyone? How many of you had lot of blessings to do? Okay, good. At least now you know. That when you bless, so when you, what happened when you blessed the thoughts?
Slowly faded away.
It faded away, right? It's so simple. No need to fight. No need to fight with these thoughts. It's so simple. Just bless the thought. To empty in the mind, you just have to get to a point of awareness. Now, awareness is very simple. Awareness literally means that where are we going to place it? Okay? I'm going to give you a small challenge here. It's a very simple challenge. You just have to figure it out. Okay? Now I want you to take your awareness. Now you saw that when the awareness was at the front of the eye, there's so many images. One image gets replaced by another and then another and another. It just keeps coming, right? It's just endless. Now what will happen if you take your awareness to the back of the eye? Let's try this. It's a very simple thing. Take your awareness to the back of the eye as if you are looking through the eye. Okay? Which means that you are watching through your eyes. All this while, you were watching. Right? Now you are going to watch through the eyes. You see the difference? Now you just have to take your awareness to the back of the eye and you are going to watch through the eye. Let's practice this for a few minutes and see what happens. Again, keep your back, neck and head straight. If your neck comes forward, you'll have all the thoughts to yourself. come back to conscious awareness and slowly open your eyes. So, what happened when you, how many of you were able to take your awareness to the back of the eye? Anyone? Yes. So, what happened? Any thoughts?
No thought. Actually, I was seeing myself sitting in meditation.
So, when you take your awareness to the back of your eye, there is nothing. Nothing. You can stay there and see, if, as long as there is thought, there are thoughts, there is disturbance. So, you want to open your eyes. But there is nothing, you can just go on. You can just sit and your body awareness slowly begins to diminish. And after that, it becomes so silent that you can just go on and on and on. So, this is what awareness is all about. Become, be the awareness that you are. Don't be the physical body, don't be the sense organs. As long as you are the sense organs, you need to get out of it. You need to stop. It's not possible. Because the mind is the one that connects to the sense organs and it cannot be quiet. It just cannot be quiet. So take your awareness to the back of the eye. Be the awareness that you are. And it is easy. It's very easy. All you have to do is to just, you are in the front of the eye, you are watching. Now you just go back to becoming the person who is watching through the eye. Becoming that one which is watching through the eye. It's simple. You just have to spend some time taking your awareness back. You just have to take some time. You just have to figure it out. Because the reason we have to figure it out is because when you buy a car, for the first few days you are holding the steering so tight until you have the first scratch. After that you relax. Right? Till then you are holding the car so tight. You are inside the car. You are not outside the car. You are inside. And still you are trying to protect the car. Sitting inside the car, you are trying to protect the outside. Right? It's so foolish. But we do it. Until you have the first scratch. The moment you have the first scratch, and now it's okay. Now I can relax. Right? So, it's the same thing. But here you have got umpteen scratches in your life. So now you can relax, right? So take your awareness to the back of the eye and just sit there. Now what happens when you become awareness? When you become awareness, you drop all resistance. Resistance is in the mind. The what ifs, the buts, all that is there in the mind. The fears, the apprehensions, the negatives are all in the mind. The mind wants food and its food is, for the mind, food is trouble. When you are in trouble, the mind is busy. When you are happiness, there is no mind. The mind cannot survive when everything is hunky-dory. There is nothing for the mind to do. If there is trouble, the mind is saying, yay, I have work to do. Right? So, refuse to be in trouble. Now, how to refuse to be in trouble? Because sometimes troubles do come. Now, how can you refuse? What it means to refuse is to stop identifying with trouble. Stop identifying with trouble. Look at it as it is. Look at it as an opportunity. What it means by that? Many years ago, when I was driving from Whitefield back home, the cop stopped me. And I was driving at 80. And he said, "You are over speeding." I said, "No, I'm at 80. He said, "The speed limit is 60. And I asked him, "Where is it written?" And he showed me. And I could see at least 5 of those boards. And I've been driving on that road for 5 years and I had not noticed it even one. And I thought 80 was the normal speed. He said, "I'm going to challenge you." I said, "All right." So, I said, "Okay, but I didn't see a book and a pen." So, he took out his mobile. He clicked the photograph of my number plate and then he had some data and he said 300 rupees and there was a Bluetooth printer attached to his waist. The first time I saw this, I started appreciating the technology that our cops have now. Right? So, refuse to identify with trouble. I will tell you another hilarious scene. I always wear my seat belt. Now we went into a forest and we are going from Karnataka into Kerala, and it's a forest. There was a very small tiny checkpost. Now I said, so I just stopped there because the scenery was green. I clicked some photographs, got into the car and slowly went forward. In the forest, there was a cop who challenged me for not wearing the seat belt. It's hilarious. I said, man, I haven't been caught for not wearing a seat belt in the city. But here I am getting caught for wearing a seat belt in the forest. You know, it's hilarious. We laughed at the situation. Right? Refuse to be in trouble. Okay, at every moment we have seen a lot of trouble. We have seen so much trouble that we were in a bus which was traveling from Badrinath to Rishikesh, and we were sitting on the left tire which had a puncture, and we could hear the air coming out, you know, and one of those tires were outside the road. And we are just looking at it and said, okay, if God wills, we will reach Rishikesh. And he came to Rishikesh, and then he realized that both the tires were flat. And he was driving with two flat tires on the hill's edge. It was a fantastic journey. All right, it was like we were in awareness all the time. Forced awareness. So, refuse to be in trouble. Now, in everyday situation, where trouble comes at every corner in different forms, sometimes in the form of a mother-in-law, sometimes in the form of a spouse, sometimes in the form of, you know, outsiders, insiders, it comes from within. So at all times troubles come. So now how do you deal with this trouble? The one thing is to always be connected to the higher consciousness. To be connected to the higher consciousness. When you are connected to the higher consciousness, you simply get out of your behavior. Our behavior is troublesome, extremely troublesome, because our behavior has all the complaints, have all the judgments, and our judgments will create our reflections. The moment you judge that somebody is bad, immediately you will see someone else reacting to you. That same person will not react. It happened to me yesterday while I was going to the office. There was another car. He just zoomed into a narrow lane which can take only one car. He came in and he said, "You reverse." So I just reversed. And I didn't have any judgment. I just reversed because I was not in a hurry. And then after some time he said, "Come forward." So I came forward. I went to the side. And then he lowered the window and he said, "There are too many vehicles on that side, so I can't go more to the left." But I wondered, why is he telling me this? For me, it was just passing. Now, why did he come forward? I don't know. Right? So, refuse to get into judgment. Observe the situation as it is. When you observe the situation as it is, when judgments are absent, then life happens, but does not happen in a way that you don't want. Life simply happens. Alright? So, how to do this? A simple, whenever you just did the maypole, I think this is the first time that you are doing it. Hold on to the ribbon all the time. Hold on to the ribbon all the time. The moment you want to be lifted, God is listening all the time. God or consciousness or whatever you want to call it. It's listening all the time because it is so desperate for your love that it is just waiting, when is this person going to even look at me? It is like Nandi constantly looking at Shiva. When is Shiva going to look at me? Alright, so God is like Nandi, always looking at you. When am I going to get his love or her love? So the moment you pull the ribbon, it will pull you towards it. It's very simple. Let us try this now. Okay? I want you to just be busy with your thoughts. Do whatever you want. And if you want to become blank, all that you have to do is to remember this ribbon that you've been holding on from the maypole. on the tall pole, just pull the ribbon once, twice. You don't have to keep pulling several times. You know, not like a child which wants chocolate keeps pulling the mother's dress. You don't have to pull so many times. You just have to pull once and see what happens to your thoughts. Okay? Observe yourself from the front of the eyes as if you are seeing this world, as if you are seeing all the thoughts. Whatever these thoughts are, whether they are the office that you are going to go on Monday, or whether it was the office that you went to yesterday, whether it was a payment that you are yet to receive but it hasn't come, whether it is about where am I going to go next from here, whether it's about lunch, whatever these thoughts are, just observe these thoughts. And now you just hold on to the ribbon and pull it. If another thought comes, pull the ribbon again. So what happened when you pulled the ribbon? What happened to the thoughts? Thoughts went away, right? Anyone whose thoughts didn't go? Right. It's so simple, right? It's so simple. You just have to pull the ribbon and the thoughts go away. It's so simple. Some people struggle to get rid of these thoughts, right? It's so simple. Just pull the ribbon. Initially, you will have to pull, you know, just go on pulling like one temple bell. But do it. If you really are serious about getting out of the mind, then you have to do this practice. Now, once you get out of the mind, then you straight away reach where everything is available all the time. But you reach only for a short span. So the trickle comes. But life is not about a trickle. Life is about a waterfall. We are not looking for a trickle. And for this waterfall, what we do is the hourglass. Is the hourglass. This is where all the blessings are. And to receive these blessings, do this hourglass all the time. Whatever you want, do the hourglass. We want an office. We are looking for another office. And then we went and talked to the owner, and the owner showed us another property, and she said 60,000, 40,000. I just did the hourglass. Somebody came and it said, why don't you take a 2-bedroom or 3-bedroom house? You'll get it for 30,000. It didn't occur to us. So ask him and he will answer through someone. It's very simple. That's what you have to do. So let us practice the hourglass and then we'll end the meditation. How many of you are hungry? Okay. Right. Let's just practice this. So, all you have to do, for those of you who are new to this practice, let me just explain to you. You have the golden circle. And this golden circle, you're just going to pull it up and form a dome. Okay? You're going to form a dome. You're sitting at the bottom of the dome. In the narrowest part, it just opens up to form an hourglass. Hourglass is a sand timer. Alright, it's open at the top. Now, why are we doing this practice? We are doing this practice to filter out all those things which we don't want. All right? There's somebody who wanted a 3-month holiday. So he prayed to God, God, give me a 3-month, give me in my job a 3-month holiday. Now he found a job in Abu Dhabi, right? A place where he didn't want to be because the temperatures are 50 degrees. But those days, then he got a 3-month holiday in his job. But he didn't want the job, but he didn't ask it properly, right? So let us ask for what we want. But it has to be universally harmonious. It has to be universally harmonious. If we ask for specific desires that we have, which are only for us, and we are not aware of the consequences, you better be careful. Most of the time, we are not aware of the consequences, 99% of the time. So, don't ask for something that is not harmonious. So, what do you mean by universally harmonious? Let me benefit, let everybody benefit. Alright? So, let me give you an example. My daughter was writing an exam. She was in school, in 5th grade. And it was a Kannada exam. And she said, I have not studied properly. I said, okay, what to do? She has not studied properly. So, the moment she went, I dropped her at school, I came back home and I wanted her to do well. So, what I did was, I put the hourglass on the entire classroom and I said, may all the children get the answers to all the questions that are being asked. And so be it. May they all do well. So after school, I went to pick her up and I asked her, how was your Kannada exam? And she was so excited to tell that, you know what, we all got questions to those answers which we knew. And all of us did well. You know, that's how you create a blessing. Now you can ask for yourself. If I want a house, may all people who need a house get what they need, which God knows is right for them. So, let me benefit, let everyone benefit. It should never be selfish. Alright, not at the cost of others. So, let us ask each one of us, what is it that you need? I don't know if there are cashew nuts in the dishes today. If you want cashew nuts, you can ask for that. Anyone here loves cashew nuts? Okay. Alright, so let's create this hourglass. You just have to pull it up. You can do your hand if you want. In your mind, you can just pull up the hourglass, open it out at the top and ask God to give you everything that it knows is right for you. And let everyone who needs this have it as the higher consciousness knows. Okay? Any confusion? Any questions? All right. Okay, you can close your eyes, sit your back straight so that you don't allow any stray thoughts to come in. Keep your back, neck and head straight. Pull up the hourglass with the golden circle. Pull up the hourglass, make it dome at the bottom. And then at the narrowest part, imagine the higher consciousness or God as you would visualize it. It opens out at the top, forming an hourglass. Ask God to give whatever you need in the highest and best way, and let everyone who need what you need receive it through the higher consciousness in the highest and best way. sustains his awareness for about 2 minutes. Leave it to the higher consciousness to manifest it for you. Come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. Whenever you ask and the manifestation begins, there is an explosion of energy. Did anyone feel it? There's an explosion of energy. Instantly, the manifestation happens in the ethereal field. And it will happen in the physical when the time is appropriate. And what is that appropriate time? When you are ready. So you have to prepare yourself to receive physically. This is how things happen. Well, with this we will end this live meditation. We are going to have another meditation which will be recorded but which will not be transmitted live, and that will happen a little later, maybe an hour and a half after lunch. And that is meditation on how to rescue ourselves. It's a satsanga and meditation, how to rescue ourselves from situations. What is it that we do? So it will be interactive. You can ask your questions. We'll also have some practices on how we can rescue ourselves from different situations. Well, thank you so much for attending this session and all the online viewers. Are there any questions? Before we end, if there are any questions, we'll just take them. Okay. All right. So thank you all for attending this session offline and online. So it's such a beautiful setting with peacocks in the background and a little bit of monkey troubles.